Mizruch of Zion, which is classically read here, which is classically read in Chodesh Elul, a Mizmor that offhand has no connection to Chodesh Elul. On top of your page, you'll see a medrash that I refer to on Shabbat as well. It's a famous medrash Tehillim. Medrash Tehillim is a medrash that you should be familiar with because it's a collection of midrashim on Sefer Tehillim. So on this mizmor, Mizruch of Zion, it mentions over there in the first pasuk, the David. Of course, the David is a kind of introduction. Hashem Ori V'Yishi. Ori on top, it mentions Rosh Hashanah. Shuyom Adin. Shenemar. V'Totzi Kor Tzidkecho. Mishpatecha Katzorai. Ori Sema refers to Rosh Hashanah. Yishi refers to Yom Kippur. Shiyoshienu V'Yimcholanu Al Kol Avonoseinu. Hashem should save us and be mochel us for all of our sins. But other than that, those two words, Hashem, Ori V'Yishi, Ma'inyan Shemitah Eitzah Sinai. There's no connection between the Mizmor. I'll read it again for those who didn't hear the exposition on Shabbos, and you'll get a general sense of what the Mizmor is talking about. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, Sfardim, Eidot HaMizrach, say this Mizmor every single day of Mincha the entire year. Anybody here from Eidot HaMizrach? No. Yes. This is what you say in Mincha the entire year? What particular... I am not... I don't daven Eidot HaMizrach, Yusuf B'Chalal, I daven Ashkenaz. I'm almost certain that Eidot HaMizrach... Oh, here we have some more.
I mean, I know it by sort of by heart, so I guess I'm
What do you say it every day?
Eidot HaMizrach says this mizmor in Mincha every day of the year. Ashkenazim say it in Chodesh Elul, and Nusach Sfard as well says it in Chodesh Elul. I mentioned on Shabbos that Ashkenazim say it Shachris and Ma'ariv, and Nusach Sfard says it when? Shachris and Mincha. The reason is because, correct, at night time, after dark, then Midas HaDin is Shorer, and because Midas HaDin is Shorer, we don't say Tehillim. There are those who are makbid not to learn Tanakh at night time. But after Chatzos, that's when Midas Aracha comes into place. Tikkun Chatzos and what have you. But I'm pretty sure that Eidot HaMizrach says in Mincha every single day of the year. And you yourself, more or less hesitantly, indicated that it sounds familiar, and that's what you do. Okay. If I'm not, as I said, offhand, this idea, by the way, is found in a sefer called Mati Ephraim, and the Mishnah Berurah actually quotes it about saying the Mizmor in Chodesh Elul. And there are those who suggest that there's a connection to Sukkot as well, because it says here, Pasuk Hey, Kitzpeneini Besuko, Biyom Ro. Did I give you a copy, or you don't have a copy of this? You have? I actually have some more. Just one second. I made some more here. That's not family medrash. So I have always been very, very enamored of this particular Perek HaTehillim. I'm enamored of all Sefer Tehillim, but I am very enamored of this particular Perek HaTehillim, and you'll see why in a little while. The biggest enemy that we have is the fact that we say it all the time. And when we say something all the time, we really lose sight of the trees from the forest and don't have any appreciation of what the Mizmor is all about. This Mizmor is said more than 100 times in the course of Chodesh Elul, and unfortunately, because of that, I think it really detracts from the Mizmor. I, as you notice, have divided it into two segments. As I mentioned also on Shabbos, it's pretty clear to me that Tehillim was written by Abriska, Rabbi Melech was Abriska. Everything is Tvei Dinim. Kimat, I can show you the whole Sefer Tehillim like that. Kimat. I haven't gone through every parak, but the last 10 years I've gone through most of Sefer Tehillim, and that's the one of the maskanas that I came to. As I mentioned on Shabbos, one of the problems, which is to me a striking problem, I assume everyone is familiar with the translation of most of the words here? Yeah, can I assume that? More or less? But let's just briefly just translate it. Pasuk Aleph, Hashem Orev Yishi, Mimi Yira, there's no one to fear. Hashem Mos Chayai, Mimi Efchad. Bikrov alai mireyim, even those evil people who come to consume my flesh. Sarai, Vayivayli, those are synonyms. Referring to enemies. Hema, Kashu, Vadafol. They're going to what? Stumble and fall. In Tachan, El Machane. What kind of a Machane are we talking about?
A war.
A war camp. Lo Yivalibe, I'm not afraid. In Tachan, El Machama, Bezos and Yivoteh. That's a question. What this Bezos and Yivoteh refers to, the Mepharshim told about it. But one could argue Bezos and Yivoteh refers to whom or what? Anyone have an English translation? How do they translate Bezos and Yivoteh?
In this I trust.
In this, oh, thank you. What does this refer to? What is the reference here?
Machloket.
Machloket between who and who?
Light.
I don't know, but I guess okay. It's either to Hashem or in the fact that I'm asking.
Okay, well, we have to maybe get to that as
Hashem
well.
Or in the Ishi.
Okay, I'm saying both explanations are plausible. Pasuk Dalet. Acha sha'alti meis Hashem, osa avakesh. Shid meis Hashem kol mechayai. I mentioned already on Shabbos the difficulty with this pasuk, and Uri actually confirmed it, that what do you mean, acha sha'alti? It's not acha sha'alti. I have one request. How many requests are there? I actually divided it for you. Shid meis Hashem kol mechayai. Number one. Latzos benam Hashem. Number two. Ulevake ve'echola. Number three. Kitzvineni besuka v'yomra. Number four. Yastereni besesa olo. Number five. Betzuri Romani. Number six. So there are six requests. Why does it say Nakdama acha sha'alti? When in effect David HaMelech is requesting six different things. So there's a Medrash Tehillim. The Medrash Tehillim says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David HaMelech, you said acha sha'alti and you requested six things. Said David HaMelech to Hashem Yisbarach, guess whom I learned from? I learned from you. So the Medrash Tehillim. Right, that's a cute little Medrash. I learned it from you. Namely, what pasuk is he referring to in Akev? You mentioned the pasuk in Akev, which is the subject of the Gemara in the Daf Yomi in Brachas not long ago, quite recently, as a matter of fact, last week. Ve'atol Yisrael, Mar Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach. Do you recall that pasuk? So there, I think it's a very good pasuk.
That's the first pasuk.
What did you say?
Yeah, it's also in today's
daf. Today's daf, thank you. Shukach, I could be mistaken since I have not seen the daf the last number of days, so I apologize. But though I'm happy you're on the case. Baruch Hashem. Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis. Pasuk Zekev. V'atol Yisrael, Amo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach. David says to Hashem, I learned from you. Because you said, what does Hashem desire of us? Kiyim. And then we have the list. V'yiras Hashem Elokecha, number one. V'lachas B'chol D'racham, number two. V'lava also, love Hashem, number three. V'lava as Hashem Elokecha, number four. Lishmar as Mitzvah Hashem as Elkosa, number five. So, I learned this methodology from you, Hashem Yisbarach. That's a double answer. So what's the answer to this question? The Ramban on the spot is very sensitive to this question. And the Ramban says, and I believe that's what he's answering, the Torah answers this question. The Torah actually sums it up by saying, all of this which I ask you to do, L'toblach. What is it? For which purpose is it? For your benefit. L'toblach, it's all for your good. So B'sach HaKol, that which I'm asking you, it's for your own good. And that's why it's not a problem. Even though it sounds like many, many bakashas, but it's all L'toblach. It's all for your own benefit, for your own edification. What about here at Tehillim? What about in our pasuk over here, where the David HaMelech says, "Achas she'alti meis Hashem, osa avakesh." So the answer is, it's achas. It's really one. Why is it one? Because what is the common denominator of all of these elements? The answer is. Yeah, or coming close to Hashem Yisbarach. It's all for the purpose of coming close to Hashem Yisbarach. Whether it's shit meis Hashem kol yimei chayai. Lachos b'nam Hashem, levake beheichalo, kitzvinei besugul biyomro, yastvinei besesir olo, b'tzuri amini. So it's all one. And therefore, the issue is not an issue. Now I mentioned also that what I find very fascinating over here, that in these set of psukim, namely I'm talking about pasuk dalet and hey, there are two different types of habitations that are ascribed to Hashem. Habitations refers to edifices, homes, excellent. And they can be divided into two. One, for example, it says here, Shiti Beveis Hashem, that's one description. The next description is Behe Cholo, Heichal. The third description is Besuko, Yitzvenei Besuko. The fourth description is Beseser Oholo. And the fifth description is what? Betzur. There are five descriptions of habitations, of edifices, of homes, as it were, of Hashem Yisbarach. Of course, what's of interest? They can be divided into two types. One is what I call a Mibneh Kavua, a permanent kind of residence. What's included in a permanent residence? Beis Hashem and Heichal. Those are permanent residences. Those are Mibnim Kuvim. And then beyond that, we have the other three, which are Sukkah, Ohel, and Tzur. We know what a Sukkah is. What's a Sukkah? Sukkah is a?
Tabernacle.
A big booth, thank you. And then after the Sukkah we have Ohel, which is also a tent, which is more of a temporary nature. And finally, Betzur. What does Betzur mean?
A rock.
A rock, the cleft of a rock. In other words, essentially what's happening over here, when a person is living, shall we say, in the Beis Hashem or Beheichal Hashem, clearly one is in a more permanent kind of structure and the sense of security is much stronger, much greater. Hashem Kain, if one is either Besukkah or Be'Oel or Betzur, here one is in a more ramshackle kind of edifice. An edifice that's not as secure, not as kavua, and yet, still, Hashem Yisbarach somehow protects me. In other words, basically what I'm simply indicating, that there's one bakasha here, and that's why it's achash alti. Bakasha is to come close to Hashem. I want to be miscarried here. Well, could you pass this? One is to be, the bakasha is to be miscarried to Hashem Yisbarach, to come close to Hashem Yisbarach. Okay. I want to just point out one or two other issues that should be of concern to you. Pasuk lets me pasuk vav. Now, v'yato yoram roshi al oyvai svivosai means I should lift up my head above my enemies. V'yezbuchav v'yolo ziv chesua ashir v'azam al Hashem. Pasuk zayin, shema Hashem v'kol v'yekar Hashem shehir my kol v'chaneni v'aneni. And then pasuk ches is a very strange pasuk. I don't know if it troubles you. L'cho amal libi bakshu fanoi es panecha Hashem avakesh. I always found this pasuk to be incredibly striking. The difficult word is which word? L'cha. What does it mean, l'cha? So the Ibn Ezra here quotes from one of the Rishonim, l'cha means bishvilcha, ba'aburcha, bishlichuscha. So the Ibn Ezra learns a shot over here. L'cha ma'libi. Almost as if the pasuk in B'shalach, are you familiar with that pasuk? You know, there's one Shabbos that not allowed to talk in the United States. That Shabbos they call Shabbos Tachrishon. Every other Shabbos you can talk as much as you like during davening, when it's us in the talk, when it's not us in the talk. Speak freely. Except for one Shabbos in Mishalach, where it says Hashem Yilachem Lachem V'yatem Tachrishon. You will be quiet. So there's only one Shabbos in the midst of to be quiet. The rest of the time, you can speak.
Why is that only in the United States?
Because in Eretz Yisrael, people here realize they're in the presence of Hashem. People here understand what tefillah is all about. Realize that they are in peril, if not for Hashem Yisbarach, and they take tefillah seriously. I just had to make that comment.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I don't think you're
sheeping
about that. Was that our question?
I what I'm asking over here is the following. Pasuk Ches. L'cha ma'libi. Correct? What does l'cha mean? How do you translate this pasuk? How do they translate it over there? Shmuel, how do you translate this pasuk? L'cha ma'libi. Anyone translate the pasuk for me?
On your behalf. Here it's translated.
On your behalf.
On your behalf.
On your behalf.
Okay, that's what the Ibn Ezra is saying. It's the Ibn Ezra's translation. Bishvilcha, l'cha ma'libi. Bishlichutcha, bishimcha. No. So who is saying this? Bakshu panai. Who is saying to whom? Bakshu panai.
David.
David is saying to
Hashem.
He's saying to Hashem, Bakshu Banai.
What does that mean?
Who's Banai?
One second. Let's have a translation of the pasuk. I see you're not exactly into Tehillim over here. And L'cha Amadibi, could you translate the pasuk? L'cha Amadibi.
In your behalf, my heart has said, seek my presence.
Okay, so who is saying to whom, seek my presence?
Hashem.
Are you still changing your position?
So it sounds like
what?
So it sounds like the heart of David is
speaking to him. Oh, excellent. The heart of David is speaking to him. Excellent. Who is saying to who? Bakshu Fanai? Labal Halev. I like that shot. Sorry?
The next line doesn't make sense.
Yes.
Translate a Navi Alpidin. What is a Navi Alpidin?
Someone who...
No, I disagree with that. But see, that's no, great.
The Navi was not in the Israel.
What's it called? Specific.
Spoke to Hashem.
Exactly. A Navi, by translation, is someone who communicates with Hashem directly. If there's direct communication with Hashem, that's called a Navi. Does David HaMelech speak to Hashem directly?
Yeah.
So how is Sefer Tehillim written? Not Beruach Nevuah, but Beruach
HaKadosh.
What's the difference in Beruach HaKadosh, Beruach Nevuah?
Beruach is like a more unaware thing that just comes into me.
Okay, it's a heightened sense of the present, if I could use such terminology. Mashiach Nevuah is the ability to be futuristic, to telegraph the future. That's how the Rishonim point out. But I'm just simply indicating that Hashem speaks to a person mitoch libo, and the lab of a person is saying things b'shem Hashem. That's how I understand the pasuk. You see already? L'cho ma'libi bakshu fanoi es panecha Hashem avakesh. Furthermore, I just want to mention, since I don't know why I skipped this earlier, in pasuk Gimel, in tachad alai machane, is machane loshen nekeva or loshen zochar? Loshen zochar. And what does it say over here? In tachad alai machane. I assume you're familiar with the Gemara Kedushin. V'haya ha-machaneh ha-nishor v'fleita. Machaneh ha-nishor. Lashon Zohar. That's a pasuk we have with Yaakov Avinu. Remember. And here it says, M'tachan alai machaneh. Nope. It could be it's both. Fine. I'm not so concerned about that. I'm going on to pasuk Tes. Al tas tepanech v'meni. Al tap yaravdecho. Ez vasu v'yisa. Al tishem v'yal tas v'ini. Eloke ishi. Ki yavim v'imi azavud v'yashem v'yasveni. I'm sorry? What does it say? What's the pasuk say? Vaya machaneh mecha kadosh. Excellent. You just read that pasha.
Yes.
Good. So you see, it can be both kind of zochar nekeva. Like the word derech, it can be zochar nekeva. The gemara kedushin. A base on base. Yudal. Harein Hashem dakecha dechenim berach mishul man shoroi. Al tinim and ever sorry. Ki kovu be edi sheker vifeh chomas. Whoever can translate this expression deserves a major press. V'feach chomos. What does our scroll say?
Our scroll says,
you won't win.
What does it say?
Do not deliver me to the wishes of my tormentors, for they have risen against me, false witness, and those who breathe violence.
Those who breathe violence. V'feach chomos. Wow. What a translation. Okay. The truth is, in Ugaritic, the word vifeach means aid. In Ugaritic, which is a Semitic language. I took a bit of it, I guess. Anyway, so... it means aid. It's actually, there's a parallel here. Between aid and sheker and vifeach chomos. Aid chomos and aid sheker are parallel.
Ugaritic?
Okay, what's your problem? There are several languages that are, shall we say, very, very similar.
Akkadian.
No?
Akkadian.
There's Arabic, Aramaic, Ugaritic, those are all Semitic languages. I dabbled in all of them. Anyway, so in my studies, Vifeach, I discovered that the word in Ugaritic refers to aid, but it fits the context here because it says, Kikamu be aid is sheker, vifeach chomos. Okay, there's the last pasuk that troubles me for years.
What's the change of language?
Okay, Akasha. Akasha. By the way, you know in the Agamar Megillah that the Chumash also has foreign languages, such as Vayikra Lolavan Yigar Sahadusa. What language is that?
Aramaic.
What's that doing in Chumash?
That's what they're supposed to.
Correct.
Same
no question. Love and spoke Arabic.
I think it was
Tatfas. Right. Tatfas and Tat Afriki. Gemara in a few places. So that is correct. The Malachas is Gemara Malachas. Whatever the case is. Okay. Pasuk Yid Yemo. I still haven't gotten to anything yet. Now, I want you to help us. No, you have to help me over here. Pasuk Yid Yemo. Lulei Hemanti. Liros betuv Hashem, Liros betuv Hashem, beyeretz Chayim. I want to hear a translation of this pasuk. The word lulei, as you know, what does it always mean? Lulei. If not four, excellent. Correct. I know there's a what I call a tnai. Correct. The question is, what is the result? For example, there's a famous pasuk that you're familiar with. Lulei Toraska.
Lulei Toraska. Shashua.
You see, Rav Dovid Weinberg is having an effect on you. Lulei Taraska Shashua means what? It's not for the Torah being my
salvation.
No, Shashua.
My toy.
Thank you. Aben Yaakov Yefraim in Yelat Shashuim. Far Shashuim. Yes, I said Far Shashuim. Toys are us. That's what I said. Far Shashuim. So we say Lulei Taraska Shashuim. Shashuoi. Had the Torah not been my what? My
plaything.
Oz, then Avada Tibioni. So whenever you have lulei, you need a totza'ah. What does totza'ah mean? A consequence. What's going on over here? Where's the consequence? Something is missing. Lulei hamati liros. Oz, then. Where is that? You hear my problem?
He's afraid to say it.
It's going to the first part.
What's the problem?
I don't know if with all my against me.
You hear what Uri said? I think before you what you said. Uri said, I believe correctly, the pasuk is afraid to tell us what the consequence is. What? Because our tita fell asunder, almost like don't open up. Talk about a mikro, talk about pasuk in Tanakh. But because I think that's exactly correct. The pasuk is frightened to say what the lulei ha'amati, the consequence. By the way, what does it mean? By the way, eretz chayim. Different pshatim that the mefarshim say. Some say eretz chayim refers to this world. Others say eretz chayim refers to what?
Nah.
That is the only pshat that is not found here.
It's
hilarious. Where did you get that hilarity and jocularity from? Where did it come from? From Europe, where you live? Are the people who even, shall we say, who smile there? Imagine that. Do you know where he comes from? That's Philadelphia.
New Jersey.
Where are you from? You don't live in Philadelphia itself, do you?
Right outside.
What city were you referring to?
I was referring to another city. But Rashi, Eretz Chayim, we find also in the Hallel. The Hallel we say also, there's a language of Eretz Chayim in the Hallel. What does it say there? Hallel. It's also Tiller. What does it say there? The Eretz Chayim, the Hamatik Yadav, and the Anis Miyod. I forgot now. I understand, but what does the pasuk before that say?
Pasuk
right before that, right? He saleh b'nei Hashem, the Eretz Chayim. So the Rishonim say it doesn't mean Atzot Abrit. Eretz Chayim refers to anything. Atzot Abrit is the Eretz Hamavus. But the Eretz Chayim refers to other Eretz as well. I'm referring to because not Eretz Hamavus for two reasons. One, you know why it's called Eretz Hamavus? Because of the values that exist there. Which are, according to my humble opinion, inimical to everything the Torah stands for. And then there's another reason why I call that Eretz HaMavis. I don't know if I can say that on the...
Turn them off.
and them.
As you know, that I mentioned also, this pasuk is also the subject of the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara said that there are several things that require chizuk, and one of the things that requires chizuk is tefillah. How do we know that from this pasuk? It says twice in the pasuk, "Kavei al Hashem," as the Rashi says, "Kavei al Hashem, Chazak v'yametzibecha v'chazor v'kavei al Hashem." So here you see that there's an obligation that tefillah requires chizuk. Okay, more or less we have reviewed the mizmor. Now I mentioned that the mizmor is divided into two, and I said it's pretty obvious why this mizmor is divided into two. Because till Pasuk Bab, to me, we're talking about, if you will, Al Hashem. From Pasuk Zayin on, we're talking El Hashem. How do I know that? Look till Pasuk Bab, I'm talking about from the middle of Aleph after the word of David, all the way till Pasuk Bab. Notice that, essentially, it speaks about Hashem, Beguf Shlishi, Benistar. Namely, Hashem, third person, Arabi Yishi. Hashem, Moos Chayai. And continuing along those lines, Achashalti Meis Hashem, Shibdi Meis Hashem, Lachzos Benam Hashem, Ashir Bazam Al Hashem, it's all in the third person. Mashen came from Pasuk Zayin on, is a very direct relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. Namely, Shema Hashem Koli Ekra, Lecho Malibi, Ponecha Hashem Abakesh, Ataste Ponecha, Abdecha, Al Titsheni, Tazveni. Anybody know anything about TikTok? The Taf indicates a second person kind of dialogue and discussion, and this is an obvious distinction between the first set of Sukkim and the second set of Sukkim. You see what I'm saying? This is a pretty evident distinction, and I want to examine this, however, a bit further, which I didn't do on Shabbos, and I would like to indicate this and bring a number of rayas from this. I would say before I begin that venture, as I mentioned, in Pasuk Zayin, it says, Shema Hashem Koli Ekra, V'chanin V'anin. There are really two exceptions to this rule of thumb that I'm just saying to you now. Pasuk Yud says, V'Hashem Yasveini, third person. What should it have said? V'Ata Tasveini. That's one exception to the rule. Now, it could be that this is actually a kind of quotation from somewhere else, and that's why the language changes. Even though the whole thing is in the second person, the second side from Pasuk Zayin all the way to Yud Gimel, here it says Hashem Yasvein, which seems to go back, a throwback to the first side. And furthermore, Yud Gimel, thank you. And Yud Gimel as well, there it says, Lulei Amati Leros Betuv Hashem Be'eretz Chayim. That also is an exception to the rule. But overall, it's very clear to me that there are two different segments here that I found in this Perek in Tehillim. And it would seem to me that these two segments reflect, if you will, the following. The first segment speaks about someone who has absolute and total bitachon that Hashem is Barach. Look at the way he talks. Hashem ori v'yishin, mimi ira. Hashem mo'os chayai, mimi echad. And if I have meridian who come to consume me, tzorai v'aribai, eim ha'kashul v'nafalo, im tachon alay machane, lo yira libe. The way he talks, with a certain kind of absolute bitachon that he has in Hashem is Barach. Masha Enkin, the second chelek, starting from Zion all the way to Gimel, it's really remarkable. It's almost as if a person is in, I would say, a state of terrible anxiety. Al taste ponecha mimeni Hashem, don't hide your face. He's worried about taste ponim. Al tat bi af abdecha, his Hashem may become angry at me. He's frightened. He's frightened of taste ponim, and the entire tone of the second half is a tone of fear and pachad and charoda and taste ponim. And Lulei Ha'amanti, you understand what I'm saying? Mashekin, the tone of the first chelek is a completely different tone. And basically you have two different segments of this mizmar, and they reflect either a complete state of bitachon, or, if you will, the other side, which is a state of chosid bitachon, or even charada, a state of fear. Now, when I speak about a total state of bitachon, so sometimes people can be almost delusionary about how secure they are. And everyone knows that a person's life can change literally instantaneously, overnight, and unfortunately and tragically, it happens from time to time. But people are not always aware of different sakonas that can come about. And again, as I said, the way David HaMelech is speaking in the very beginning, clearly almost as if there is no sense of sakana whatsoever out there. Everything is hunky-dory, if that's the right terminology. And I would venture to say that these two segments reflect, actually someone spoke about it, namely the psukim in Shir HaShir. Anila dodi vidodi li, and the pasuk of dodi li vanilo. I don't remember who spoke about it on Shabbos. Someone spoke about this, but Rabbi Dr. El Malay. But there are two psukim in Shir HaShir. One pasuk says anila dodi vidodi li, and there's another pasuk that says dodi li vanilo. So I would say from pasuk aleph to vav is an expression of dodi li. Hashem ori v'yishi mimi ira, and I would say the second half is just the opposite. Is anila dodi v'dodi li. We have to seek out Hashem. There's a sense of hesed upon him, and it's no longer to be taken for granted that Hashem is going to be with me. This I see is the distinction. The first half, as I said, is unquestionably dodi li, and the second half I see as anila dodi. The reason why I say this, by the way, I don't know if you ever studied the Nitziv in his Perash on Shir HaShir. Perhaps you did. Nitziv is a very beautiful Perash on Shir HaShir, and it points out how these two expressions really are reflected in the very context of Shir HaShir. Rabbi El Malay mentioned the beginning of it when he spoke about Ani Yishena V'libi Erev Kodo Dido Feik Pisli Achosi Rayosi Yanosi Tamosi Sheroshi Nim Avtol, and then he mentions that you're not so quick to respond to the dod, and once you finally get up to it, the dodi chomak avar, and then you have to go and search for Hashem Yisbarach, and that's why it says anila dodi v'dodi li. First it began dodi li, and then anila dodi. It fits very perfectly. But the Nitziv actually interprets it in his parish at Shoshim, and the Nitziv in Hamik Davar. These are two different historical experiences. Sometimes Hashem Yisrael sought out Hashem, sometimes Klal Yisrael sought out Hashem, and sometimes Hashem sought out Klal Yisrael. And these are really very much reflected, I think, in this in these two segments of the Mizmor. I want to point out something to you, which I don't know if you deal with this or not, but I do it all the time. Notice, how many times is Hashem Hashem found in the right segment, and how many times is Hashem Hashem found in the left segment?
Six
times. Notice it's equal. The number of times Hashem Hashem is found from Sukkim Aleph all the way till Vav, and six times as well from Pasuk Zayin all the way to Yud Gimel. And that, even though it's true, one is six psukim, one is seven psukim, so there's a bit of unevenness between the two segments. But the fact of the matter is that they are very much, I would say, one is mashlim the other. As a matter of fact, I found something which is also very interesting to me, that when you focus on the words, so as I said, on the right side you have Ori and the word Yishi, and in Pasuk Beis you have the language of Tzarai, and in Pasuk Yud Beis, there the language also is Benefis Tzarai. There it's also mentioned again. But I'm indicating simply that you have the word Libi over here, and you have the word Libi over there as well, because there is some parallel between the two expressions. However, there are distinctions between the two. And I would like to suggest that on the bottom of this page, there's an essay from the Rav Zechem Lebracha, part of an essay, obviously not the whole essay, but I clipped part of an essay from a well-known, probably one of the most well-known pieces called Madodech Midot. This is a hesped that the Rav said for his uncle, Avel Soloveitchik, the Natan Lebracha, and this is hesped, the Rav distinguished it between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And I thought we could easily apply the distinction between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to these two parts of the Mizmor. And you will, in a moment, tell me what exactly, if I am correct or if I'm not correct. But look what the Rav writes. I'm going to read it because the Hebrew is slightly difficult. Rosh Hashanah, anu shomim et heit kolo shakadosh baruch hu. And Rosh Hashanah, we hear the echoing voice of Hashem Yisbarach, hachotziv labos esh b'mamad hasina harishon leini kol basa. U'v'yom ha-kippurim, anu misyachtim in Moshe. We are connected with Moshe Rabbeinu, she'esyatzi bahar. The Hikshiv Rav Keshev, the Dmama Daka, Moshe was listening to the Dmama Daka, Shemena Baka Ba'ala Pela Hatshuva V'chaz Deyokel. Diyukan Acher L'Mamad HaSinai Acharon, Or Ploim Lo Ha'ir Etako, Lapide Eish Lo Baru. In the Mamad Sinai, in the second Mamad HaSinai, you don't have the Lapide Eish or the Kolos of Rokim, V'arfer L'Torah Lo Kisu, Moshe Allah Bahor, Histakal Ve'in Ha'in. The second time around, Moshe ascended, looked around, he sought for Hashem, he could find him. He continued to search for Hashem. Bodein u'mechulchal charadah gdola. He was full of fear, quaking with fear. Ulai lo yichasev elokam imrom. Maybe Hashem won't reveal Himself. Ratzah hakel ki Moshe yechakalo apam. Hashem wanted this time that Moshe should seek Him out. Yivaksheyu yitchanein v'yatori la b'tzvila. V'shas ratzon bo. Of course, the shas ratzon came. V'alkel nizdakik v'nenol. Hashem responded to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ulam gilu ze alolo the Moshe b'yisur nefesh. But it was not something that was without a cost to Moshe Rabbeinu. B'charodah chedat ha'yisur k'shu menutok ben ha'yotzi l'ragakot. Moshe was severed from Hashem for a small moment. Says the Rav, lo ri'i yom ha'zikaron ki yom ha'kippurim. Yom HaZikaron, which of course is Rosh Hashanah, is not comparable to Yom Kippur. The Echad HaChodesh HaShvi'i, on the first day of the seventh month being Tishrei, and the first day, of course, is. Thank you. Yotzei HaKel L'Kras HaAdam. Look at the Rav suggest. Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, what does He do? He goes out to meet man. Be'asol HaChodesh on Yom Kippur, Yotzei HaAdam L'Kras HaKel. It's just the opposite. Because the Rav is suggesting what I had mentioned a moment ago, that Rosh Hashanah, essentially, it's L'David Hashem Ori. Hashem and Yom Kippur, it's where we go out, Ani L'Dodi, B'Dodi Li. B'Yitziah HaPum B'Shel HaKel L'Kras HaKlal, Gon Nesod HaMalchus V'Adin, B'Yitziah HaShod Shel HaPrat L'Kras HaKel L'Yoshim B'Seiser, Sof Nesod HaTshuva. So the Rav says in the bottom paragraph, Omnam Kein Ha'odim Yochol L'Pogish Yibor V'Shnei Drachim, there are two ways to meet Hashem. L'Prokim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nireh Lo Adam Me'il Lo Panav, sometimes Hashem appears to us and illumines our faces. Masbiyeyu chiyus marif alav tel tchia b'li asher yechakel lo ha'odom yom v'leilos b'li she yechapes yivakish. So sometimes I don't have to search for Hashem. Biram, however, lo no tzkufo, certain times hakel mistat there, Hashem hides. V'az mitchanin ha'adam, then a person has to plead with Hashem, haridim lo k'vodecho. Im ha'adam ha'mevuhal v'ameturad tzomei yeshua v'arvacha koma l'kel chai v'lokim enechosh l'pagesh imo. Means if we see that Hashem is distant, then you have to do what Moshe Rabbeinu did, namely seek out Hashem, the bottom line, bizrizud, bitkifud, basmoda, bihiya, bismakud, kach mevakshim, chachmotzim, ezelokim. So what our salvation is suggesting, the chilah between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Rosh Hashanah is Ori. Ori means the malchus of Hashem is clear, is readily apparent. It means that I have a sense of total bitachon. That's why, you know, al pi halacha, what kind of garments do we wear in Rosh Hashanah? It says in Shulchan Aruch, we wear garments that reflect what? The fact that we are batuach, we are confident, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will in effect, biyom adin hazeh, and Rosh Hashanah will definitely give us mechilas slicha. However, Yom Kippur is just the opposite. Yom Kippur is a sense of charada, a sense of fear, a sense of dread, a sense of busha. And it seems to me that what's very fascinating to me is that these are the two parts of this mizmor. That Chelek Aleph represents what I call the Rosh Hashanah element, and Chelek Beis represents what I call the Yom Kippur element. By the way, the last pasuk, the way I put it here separately, I believe that this last pasuk combines both. That's the chiddush of the last pasuk. Kaveh al Hashem, that there are times when one has complete and total bitachon Hashem is barach. Chazak yamei tzibecha. There are times when one's bitachon is faltering, when one's bitachon is, shall we say, weak, where one is enervated, drained of energy. But under both circumstances, kaviyal Hashem, one still has to hope to Hashem is barach, whether it's the Rosh Hashanah mode or the Yom Kippur mode. And that's what I see here in this beautiful mizmar, which I'm very, very taken with. Now, I left you on the next two or three pages. I don't know if you saw in this little handout. I actually xeroxed the Sforno. He has a. It's kedai just to look at his parish if you possibly can. And on the third page, I xerox actually from the Chumash HaBavos and from the Gemara Brachos in Daftali, which deals with this particular pasuk of Lulei Amati Luos Mitzvah Hashem. Why there are dots on Lulei? So if you have time, you can possibly look into those Mekoros. So what I'm going to try to do in the course of this shiurim is that we will try to take Prokem of Tehillim that I've known. Try to analyze them for you and show you how they're so beautifully built in terms of their structure, and also they have a very clear message, a clear messer in terms of our own lives on an ongoing kind of basis.